The scripture reading is 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 through 23. 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 through 23. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. This is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He commanded us. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences. This is the 34th session of lectures on 1 John. I was discussing 1 John chapter 3 verses 21 to 22 in the last session when the time was up. The scripture says, Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him. Because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. Brothers and sisters, so I'm saying that we have to memorize such a verse. We have to keep it in mind. When we are going through some difficulties, we have to be reminded of these verses so we can pray with these verses. So if we are confident before God, we can ask God, remembering these verses. Brothers and sisters, so change this beloved. Say your name. Beloved Jerok. If my heart does not condemn me, I have confidence before God. And whatever I ask, I receive from Him. Because I keep, Jerok keeps His commandments. And does the things that are pleasing in His sight. In my theological college, seminary, such a verse, I would take it as mine. You know, I would accept it as my own. And I pray with these verses so I can receive all the answers. And if I have anything else to ask, I will be confident to ask God. This passage clearly tells us how we can receive answers and blessings from God, who has created heaven and earth and all things in them, and who controls the human history and life and death and blessing and curse. If you have a desire of your heart, it is not easy for you to ask God just because you attend church, if you befriend the world and live in sins. When you are in a desperate situation, you might pray, but it would be as if you were clutching at straws. Eventually, you will rely on the world because you have no confidence in receiving the answer. So those who rely on the world is because of such reasons, because they don't have confidence before God. So they cannot help but rely on the world because they can't receive the answer with faith. Furthermore, it means they have a wall of sin standing between God and them, so they can't ask God with confidence. They don't have such faith. And when the outcome is not good, some foolish believers blame God for not listening to their prayers. It's all on them, actually. They betrayed God and they disappointed God. But they put the blame on God and not themselves. They don't receive answer to their prayers. The Bible says if you ask, you will receive. That is, if you have confidence before God, if you have nothing to blame yourself, if your heart does not condemn you, and there are so many verses that tell us that we will receive the answer. So, if you don't receive the answer, it means you have disappointed God so much, or you have disobeyed God's word so much, so it is the justice of God that you don't receive. On the other hand, those children of God who live by His word can ask anything of God with confidence. They have the confidence that God loves them and He will answer them. Even if they are in a difficult situation for the moment, they believe that God will work for the good of everything. 1 John 5:14 also says, this is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Why does He give us confidence? It means if we ask according to His will, we will receive anything and everything. We can't receive because we do not ask in accordance with God's will. We can be spiritually confident because we have the assurance that God will hear us when we ask according to His will. Those spiritual children who abide by the truth will not pray with greed or evilness of heart. They ask what is right in the sight of God and within His justice. And they ask according to how the Holy Spirit guides them. For this reason, they have the faith that they have already received what they ask. Even while you are listening to this message, or in Daniel prayer meeting, or at home, if you have any affliction in your heart, if you have any trouble in your heart, if your heart is troubled, if you don't have happiness and joy, it means you have a wall of sin before God. You have to repent quickly and turn away, and your heart will be refreshed, renewed. And if you have a wall of sin, or even if you don't have a wall of sin before God, if you have a wall against the Lord, maybe you feel you don't have anything, maybe against your shepherd, if you have a wall of sin, or if you have something against your shepherd, it is the same as having a wall of sin before the Lord and God, so you can't be thankful. You can't be happy because you have something. So who creates these walls? It is you who create these walls. Does God create these walls or the shepherd? It is you who create these walls, your frameworks, your own thoughts, your judgment, and your condemnations. Cause such things, and you suffer by yourself. I'm saying this because there are some of you who are doing this. You have to realize it and you have to let it go. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Do you love God? Do you love the Lord? Do you love your shepherd? So, what is the evidence of your love? If you love your shepherd, what kind of evidence can you show? Can you show any evidence? If you tell me, I love you, and if I ask you to show me the evidence, how many of you can actually show the evidence? I'm sorry, but I want you to be changed and be able to show the evidence. If you can reach that kind of level, you cannot avoid receiving blessings from God. That's why I'm so confidently saying to you, it's not too late. If you just change your heart into goodness and spirit, because you have some kind of flesh in you, you have walls of sin and you don't have joy because you have some evil. That is a barrier. And you don't have fullness of spirit and you don't have joy, happiness. So you shouldn't miss even trivial things, and you have to realize them and cast them off and demolish all kinds of walls and barriers, then you'll be filled with joy and happiness. And if you can receive the answers only when you have that kind of mind, that kind of heart. When we love God and dwell in the truth, we don't have fear. We can boldly ask God and receive the answer without worrying or thinking, what if I don't receive the answer? What if the things don't go as I wished? And here, asking in the truth does not mean you can never ask for anything personal, but only for the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. So, the Bible tells us many times about as to how we can receive blessings. And also I gave you many sermons about how to receive blessings. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will answer the desires of your hearts. Where is it? Where in the Bible is it? Just raise your hands just a little bit. In Psalms. So delight yourself in the Lord. So what is it to delight yourself in the Lord? I talked about this for several weeks. So I explained to you everything. I don't just tell you, delight yourself in the Lord and you'll receive blessings. You'll answer the desires of your heart. Then you don't understand how to delight yourself in the Lord, so you can't receive the answers. So I explained to you what it means by delight yourself in the Lord for several weeks. Do you remember? Do you remember or not? You don't? So those who said amen, they remember. How come there's just only a few who remember what I explained? I explained for so many weeks. That's the problem. You hear and forget. What? The contents? It was not so much. And if you just keep them in mind, and you can, until the Lord comes back, you can pray about them, you can think about them, and please God, delight yourself in the Lord. But it's all words of blessing, but you just hear and forget. In one ear and out the other ear. If you can't remember, still, maybe before the Friday OLED service ends, in the second part, maybe, once I explain to you how to delight yourself in the Lord. Do you remember now? So I should teach you first and tell you to do it. So I always taught you in detail. So seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So these are all secrets to receiving blessings. We have to do this and that to receive blessings. So when we don't understand these things and just pray, oh, Father God, I'm suffering so much. I'm being persecuted. Oh, just drive him away. Please keep me, protect me, and take away all these hardships. And I'm suffering financially. And just solve all my financial problems. And I had trouble with this certain person and change that person's heart completely so he won't give me any more hard time anymore. Suppose you pray like this for hours and hours. Can't receive the answer. It is all out of your own greed. You are not seeking God's kingdom. And you are not seeking God's righteousness. So the preachers, they always have to teach all these things in detail. So when you listen to these sermons, keep them in mind. Then you can receive blessings. God the Father wants His children to enjoy abundant blessings. But those who only ask for their own desires and not for the kingdom and righteousness of God cannot be considered to love God. If they do not love God, then they will have some awkwardness in their relationship with God. And so, for them to boldly ask of God is not easy. They don't love God. And if they ask God to give them something, then will God say, "Oh, my beloved children, I will give you"? No. Also, the prayers given with greed or evil hearts are not easily answered. Actually, it's not easy. It's impossible. Suppose there is a person who prays as follows. God, I lead a diligent life as a Christian, so why do I always have hardships? Is there anybody who prays like this? If you do, if you quickly give me financial blessings, I will give glory to you and I will give a lot of offering. Let the customers who are going to the neighboring shop all come to my shop and let my sales increase. I believe you will answer me. That is a lie. That is a lie, telling a lie in prayer. It's prayer of falsehood. How can you believe? What can you receive? You should say, "I believe you will not answer me. I pray like this, so I believe you will not answer me." That is true. If you say, "I believe you will answer me," then it's a lie. It means you don't know any truth. You don't know the heart of God. It's a prayer of greed and prayer of selfish desires. You, in all these prayers and in everything, you have to understand everything properly. You shouldn't have any kind of misunderstanding in details. Can you imagine just how taken aback God would be? You know, He wants to bless His beloved children. He wants to answer them. But they don't pray in a way that they can receive answers. They are praying in an improper way. It's not right according to justice. He is praying that he believes, but he is praying with words of unbelief, resentment, and complaining. And he's praying not in accordance with the justice of God. If God answers him, God will be evil God. Furthermore, he is praying with evil heartedness and greed. He cannot have the confidence that he will receive the answer. So even if he prays, he can't have the faith that he can receive the answer. Then, how should he be praying? Consider the following prayer. Father, you said we will prosper in all things and we will be healthy as our soul prospers. Let me dwell in the truth and please you, Father. And let me glorify your name through my shop. Let me supply the products that are good and necessary for the customers with kindness and faithfulness. And you will actually buy good products. Give me the wisdom so that I will benefit not only the customers, but also I will edify my neighbors as well as increasing my sales. God will hear such a prayer. So according to what kind of prayer you pray, God might listen to you or He might turn His face away from you or shake His head. You know, God must, you make God wonder, oh, that prayer is beautiful. What would he say next? You know, he should be interested and pay attention to your prayers. And if you pray with evil words, you know, he will just turn his face away right away. I'm not saying you should memorize something like this and pray. It's just an example of the kind of attitude you should have when you pray. Suppose if you memorize this, and can it be worth it? I mean, can it be valuable? It's just somebody else's prayer that you memorized in your brain. It's not really from your heart. So you shouldn't try to memorize it and just say it. Chant it. When students pray for their exams, if they pray with selfish desires, they cannot have the confidence of being answered. Consider the following prayer. God, I did not study until now, but I prayed a lot and lived a good life for a month. So let me get the highest score on the math exam tomorrow. Faith cannot be given when a person prays as above. So you cannot receive faith if you pray like this. Students, it's a nonsense. But consider the following prayer. Father, I've studied hard to do the duty of a student and give glory to you. Father, I've studied hard. Let me remember everything I studied and adding wisdom to me that I might not make any mistakes. Let me get the best result I can by relying on the power of the Lord. You know, when you use each word, you should use good word, word of faith, without any greed, without any undeserved desires that might make a God uncomfortable. It should be words of goodness according to good conscience. One would have assurance and confidence only when he prays with faith and goodness as above. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the reason why we can be spiritually confident and receive whatever we ask is because we keep his commandments and we do the things that please him. So the Bible mentions often things that please God and keeping his commandments. To keep the commandments of God is to obey all the words in the Bible, not just the Ten Commandments. Also, it is said, love is the fulfillment of the law. And thus, he who loves God and his brothers is the one who keeps the commandments. So such people will obviously keep the commandments. I will explain about this later when we get to verse 23. Now, what are the things that please him? There are so many things. I can't cover all these things now. But briefly, what are the things that please him? 3 John chapter 1, verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than this to hear of my children walking in the truth. As recorded, God is pleased when we practice the truth. So when we practice the truth, when we practice goodness, righteousness, and when we dwell in the light, live by the word of God, and when we do not sin, these things please God. To die every day, he is also pleased with worship services, prayers, and offerings that are offered to him with all our heart. When Solomon offered 1,000 sacrifices with all his strength, God was so pleased that God asked what Solomon desired from him first. As I said in the morning service, I didn't say the name, but most of you know. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I said, so-and-so person, just watch him. Watch how God will bless him in the future. So most of you remember it. Because so you have to watch him. So you have to watch him. Keep on watching him. And also you have to watch that the, if I prophesy, if say a word on the altar, whether it will be guaranteed and fulfilled. Of course you don't doubt it. But when you see the actual result of faith, you will be even happier. So many of you remembered. So when I say it, wouldn't I remember? Yes, of course I do. And I watch him too. And it's interesting. Because I said it. It wouldn't be done within a couple of years, at least 5 years. Because the blessing is such a big blessing. So God was refining him to make him ready. And I was watching him with the interest. Sometimes they were not his faith, but the situation was so hard. Almost he was at the edge of the cliff. You know, there is nothing, no way out. And I would be nervous too in those situations. Oh, Father, can I help him? Then I would say, oh no, no. He has to get out of the situation by his own faith and by himself so that he can become a greater person. If I just help him and dust him off, then it's not right. So actually, while I was watching him, I was nervous too. But I would just watch him to see that if he can really overcome by faith. Of course he does. But, you know, wishing that such a time of trial would end quickly, as quickly as possible. So the trials allowed by God, they are all blessings to give you bigger, greater, big blessing. And suppose that son, I said that it was 8 years ago, and he received the word of God 8 years ago, and he accepted it as his, and he compares his heart by then and now. And if he compares his heart before and after the trial, he can feel that it is so different. His heart must be broadened so much, and he can have the strength that he can overcome any kind of trouble, any kind of hardship. Because he has now such a broadened heart and bigger, greater faith. So his faith increased and his heart was broadened so much so he can receive these blessings. That's why trials are necessary. To broaden your heart, to make a greater vessel, bigger vessel, to contain more blessings. If you vessel is bigger, you can contain more blessings. If your vessel is small, you can receive only that much blessing. And this is so true, even in the world. Suppose all the, think about all those previous presidents who didn't go through life-threatening trials, difficulties and hardships, like President Kim Dae-jung and Kim Il-sung. How many of them didn't go to jail, and they overcame all those hardships and trials, and eventually they became the president. They didn't just become the president overnight. Even it's the same. Even for CEOs of a big company, or even for a church, pastor of a church, pastors of big churches, it means they went through so many trials allowed by God, and they prepared such vessels and received the blessings. And it's good that they should keep on receiving blessings, but sometimes they just step and also stop. And sometimes they step aside and go sideways. So God is pleased with worship services, prayers, and offerings that are offered to Him with all our heart. When Solomon offered 1,000 sacrifices with all his strength, God was so pleased that God asked what Solomon's desired from him first. So you should be at least this much. Is it too much? If you can achieve this level, then God will answer you anything. Maybe you think this is too much. This level is too much. But if God says, what can I give to you? It will be such a great blessing for you. But, and that's how I've been living until now. God is always asking me, what shall I give you? It's more than that. No, God says, I've already prepared everything for you. Whatever I want to, wish to, whatever you need, I've already prepared them abundantly, overflowingly. That's what God has been telling me all the time. It's not saying, ask and I'll give to you. I've already given to you everything. I've already prepared. When we offer up to Him praises with all our heart, like David did, He takes delight more greatly than we offer to Him sacrifices of a bull. God is pleased when we show our faith without realizing our fleshly thoughts, just like Abraham offered his son Isaac, and the sons of Israel who crossed the flood, who crossed the flooding Jordan River with faith. So there are many things with which God is pleased. When we show our faith without utilizing our fleshly thoughts, God is so pleased. So on July 25th, in that week, that is the 30th anniversary of our opening of the church. And not as much as our anniversary, official anniversary of foundation, but we will have a big party, festivity, some celebrating events. When our church opened on July 25th, 1982, the Word of God was Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The title was Treasure of Treasures is Faith. Was it Treasure of Treasures is Faith? Yes. Anyway, it was the title. And with that faith, we've been marching on until today. And so God says, on that day, God tells me that I, or not myself, but anyway, the title should be Faith. And how, what kind of ministries we have accomplished with such a faith. So God is pleased when we show faith without utilizing our fleshly thoughts. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please Him. So without faith, we can't please God. So we can please God only with faith. So if you utilize fleshly thoughts, you can't have spiritual faith. So you have such verses. So when I'm in a hurry, when I have to do it, I do it with such faith. If I show faith, God is pleased. So in a situation where I can't show faith, I do show faith. You know, if it is the situation is allowing you to be able to show faith, then anybody can show it. Suppose if your little finger is broken and if you show faith and receive the prayer to be healed, of course you can do it and you can receive the healing. Maybe one of your fingers is broken. What kind of faith is it? Even elementary school kids, they can show that kind of faith. It is such a little faith. I'm not talking about such faith. Suppose there is no way out, no light. In front is the Red Sea and the other, at the back is the army of Egyptian army chasing after you, and to the left and right there is no other way. In that kind of situation, I show my faith. So I've never had any problem in solving problems because all the answers are in the Bible. I can just act by the word of God. And everything is resolved. It's the same in your businesses. If the business is really pleasing in the sight of God, if you really do what is pleasing in His sight, and if you are confident before God and do not violate any law, then God takes the responsibility and gives you blessings. It's the same with diseases. If you really love God and if you really believe in God, you have to show your faith. Or right now you are painful, so you have to take painkillers. Oh, I can't bear with it anymore, so I have to take this medicine. If you really do believe, you won't say such a thing. You know, even those who have cancers, third and fourth, last stage cancers, those who are about to die, you know, when they visit prayer, they go without any pain. So to please God, of course, there's many things in many categories. But if you think like, will my actions please God or not? Pastors, elders, and performing arts members. So to please God, for example, to let you understand more. Suppose you think, how shall I please God? I will visit more members. So you visit the first parish, second parish, and I visit like 20 families, 20 households, and come back home. Oh, my legs are hurting a little bit. You know, from morning until late night, I visited these many members to let them live, to revive them. I visited 20 households. Suppose I pray like that. Will God be pleased? Will God be pleased? You are very quick. Of course not. What will God say? Oh, my servant, your vessel is only that big. Is that what you have to do just to visit 20 households? Is that what you have to do, what you're supposed to do? And you can visit the church members for the whole year. And what kind of work of God will you do? Can you make the world your parish? What can be accomplished? He will just lament. It's not something you're supposed to do. He will not be pleased. He will just lament. You know, because it's not something I am supposed to do. Just to do that, did I give you this much power? You know, he will be grieved. So they are your duties. According to your faith, you have your own duties, what you're supposed to do. So because I'm saying this, sometimes some pastors, I want to do what senior pastor is doing. You should be visiting the members and you don't. And will God be pleased? Those who are supposed to be visiting the members, they should be visiting the members and revive the souls. Plant faith in them. Encourage them. Strengthen them. And the prayer devotees, prayer warriors. Oh, I want to do something that is pleasing to God. Oh, I want to visit sick people, counsel them and pray for them, strengthen them. Suppose the prayer devotees are doing that. Will God be pleased? Oh, you are helping the needy, helping the sick. Oh, you are a good-hearted person. Will God say that? No. Because your duty of prayer warriors is to pray. You have to be faithful to your own duties. And then in the remainder of the time, you might do extra things, but you just put off your own duties and do the things that others are supposed to be doing. God will not be pleased. So you have to be discerning in all these things. You have to understand what is really pleasing in God's sight. You have to fulfill your duties first. So what you do in doing something, you shouldn't have fleshly thoughts, but you have to do it with faith, spiritual faith. This faith is a spiritual faith that can please God. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So you have to remember and memorize all these verses. So when we act with spiritual faith, God is pleased and gives us blessings, and He is also delighted. When we, He is delighted with unchanging truthfulness and honesty without any falsehood, like that of Daniel. He is pleased with a person who sacrifices and dedicates himself for other brothers, like Ruth did. He also rejoices with faithfulness for the kingdom of God, like Joseph was faithful, and with helping the needy, like Tabitha and Cornelius did. It is also pleasing God when you spread the gospel and take care of souls who have weak faith. Brothers and sisters, if we love God and the Lord, it is not difficult to keep the commandments. Also, if we love our neighbors, we will naturally act in goodness to please God. If we keep His commandments and do the things that please Him, He will receive answers to whatever we ask. I am a living witness to this fact, as you see, because I was facing certain death when I met God, and afterwards I wanted to know the heart and will of God with all the very best in me. I was so thankful and I loved God so much that I learned the Word of God and obeyed whatever I learned. If God dislikes anything, I disliked it from the depths of my heart. If God delighted in something, I delighted in it too. And I did the things that pleased Him. So if God dislikes something, I dislike it from my heart. It's not, because God hates it, I should hate it too. It's not like that. I hated it. I disliked it from my heart. If God delighted in something, I delighted in it too. That is true faith and true obedience. So when God says He dislikes black color, but there were people who were still riding black cars and driving black cars, and only before the blessing festivity, they changed their black cars. It's not that they didn't know. They heard it so many times. Why would you have to care about the worldly people, unbelievers? If you ride a car that is not black, that is black, then will the unbelievers recognize you even more? Is that so? If you drive a white car, do they look down on you? But think about it. Even if God doesn't like it, just for the worldly people, outsiders, will they consider you as a high class, rich man? Suppose it's the same car, same kind of car. But if it's black, people recognize it more. And if it's white, they recognize it a little less. They look down on it. Is it how it is like in the world? Or even if it's so, do you have to act in a way to please the world? Or do you have to act in a way to please God? If you try to please the worldly people, it doesn't make any sense. With that kind of faith, how can you stand on the rock of faith or go into spirit? I'm sorry, but it's kind of a piercing, but is it hurting? Shouldn't be hurting, but actually it should hurt more, so I don't have to mention it anymore. But I'm thankful that I'm so grateful that most of you obeyed and you changed your cars. And it will also cost, so much. The one I mentioned about the number one in financial blessing in our church, the number one in the tithe. Soon he will become the number one. And you know what kind of car he is driving? He buys second-hand car and he drives it for 10 years, even after buying a second-hand car. So will somebody look down on him? No. Sometimes it stops. But I'm not the compliment. This is not a compliment. You have to change it. You can change it. You can have a new car. You have to have your dignity too. Of course, it is good to save, to be thrift. You give to God. He is giving to God and He is giving to the shepherd. Being so thrift. Thrifty. But your car shouldn't stop. Shouldn't be stopping in the middle of nowhere, on the roads. God wouldn't say, you are doing wrong just because of that. But even if he's doing that, is there anybody who is looking down on him? No. He's driving a second-hand car for 10 years. Does anybody look down on him? I've never seen him, wearing any new clothes. He's always wearing old clothes, old suits. so we can have the clothing suitable for him. You can even dine out too. So I did the things that pleased him. So God answered whatever I asked. When I just harbored something in the heart, he gave to me even before asking. So I never really asked God anything. You know, I rarely asked God, you know, even for 10, 20 years, I never really asked God anything. Sometimes when I go on the mountain prayer, I give a lot of offerings to God, and when I'm on the mountain for a long time, there's no way to, you know, get any money. And I didn't worry about it. But God is fulfilling in wondrous ways. You know, I expect for God's wondrous work, you know, for the month of February, for the month of March, you know, how He is fulfilling all these things. And God prepares everything. But for the last 30 years, that's what God has been doing to me. You know, even without asking, God knows everything and He prepares everything in advance. But who is God that He will put me in a difficult situation? He will put me in an awkward situation. He has never done that. He always prepared. So delight yourself in the Lord. And if your heart does not condemn you, and if you are confident before God, you can receive anything. So I hope you will receive such blessings. God knows the things I will need at certain points in time, so He prepared everything in advance and gave it to me at the most appropriate time, moments. For this reason, I only pray for the kingdom of God and other souls. I do not pray for myself or for my family members. I believe your faith has increased so much that you are also experiencing these things. I hope you will keep the commandments with all your heart and do only the things that please God. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be confident before God and receive whatever you ask Him. So there are many men of spirit, so I'm so thankful. Those who are in spirit. For example, suppose one of your fingers is broken. Suppose it is shattered completely, broken. Those in the third level of faith, or those in the fourth level of faith, in the spirit. Suppose the same finger is broken, the same situation is all different. Because the one in the fourth level, they don't feel so much pain. But in the third level, it's like they have this piercing pain, like. But in the fourth level, they don't feel so much pain. And also the healing. For the fourth level, it'll be done very quickly, within a week or something. But for the third level, it'll take longer, maybe 15 days. So there are so many differences between the third and fourth levels of faith, and also between fourth and fifth level. One percentile of the fourth level and the 30th and 35th percentile of the fourth level, they are so different. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Let this message become life and faith. Father, touch them. Let the church members have true faith. And through the lectures on 1 John, let us all have true faith. Father, give us the faith that is followed by deeds. Let us experience your works through deeds, and let us glorify you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Lay your hands on sick parts. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on the sick parts. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. burn with the fire of the Holy Spirit and be complete, be healthy. Let all the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues burn, all the burning with the fire of the Holy Spirit, diabetes, high and low blood pressure go away, all internal diseases go away, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Father, missionary An will have a seminar and handkerchief crusade from June 19th to 21st. Let there be grace of God. Let there be power of God. Oh, Hanson, a tumor in the brain, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father, oh, Hanson, has a tumor in the brain, burn it with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father, clean it. Father, God, touch them and heal them and protect them throughout this week and give them peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.